We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:31 and 40 seconds to go right along with it on a snowy Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Robbie Rosenhaus there on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a Wednesday schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 10. John Jastrzemski at 10 o'clock tonight on your fan, New York City.
What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy?
Baseball.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring.
I would say it'll be a few days, but I'm also pretty optimistic that it will be that kind of timeline. Obviously, with the concussion, we're going to err on the side of caution.
It would bother me if we haven't taken precautionary measures to try and prevent some of these things. You know, injuries are going to happen no matter what you do.
But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring.
Man stands alone at a plate. This is the time for what? For individual achievement.
This one's crushed deep to left, right down the line. Home run. Three-run homer. Yoenis Cespedes is first of the spring.
One run, Ellsbury scores. Scoring is Torres. Coming around is Hicks. Danny Espinosa gets a three-run double.
It's February, and this is the best I've felt in spring training in a long time, just physically.
I still have a slight headache. Like I said, there's not a whole lot going on up in my head, so I'm not too worried about losing anything.
It might as well.
Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team.
And so, before spring has sprung, here is winter waiting to be heard from before leaving the stage. Winter can be so deceiving, and just when you think it's okay to go back into the water, it turns into ice. Before spring has sprung, here was winter. Old man winter in waiting, reminding you what really is March Madness. Winter can be very sneaky, can lullaby you into thinking your road will be clear, your train will be running on time, and your school wide open for reading, writing, and doing the math. And from then... Right out of the very blue sky from yesterday, here he comes again. And he comes with a scowl and a smirk. And he'll hit you with his best shot before leaving for good. Leaving you with a mess. Leaving you with a shovel and the salt. Leaving you looking for a safe and sound way to get home. So make it safe. Make it sound. And listen, make it home. Winter has to love New York City and its environs. It feels right at home, this winter does, in this winter wonderland of prime real estate, that's for sure. And winter has no plans to ever retire in Florida. because old man winter right here in the New York metropolitan area feels it's a waste of time to roll out some 40 degrees and some days with rain. Fake winter, so you know our winter here is never going to head to Florida where they have fake winter, especially when spring training baseball finds 70 to 80 degree weather. So winter is certainly not wanted nor allowed in Florida. Winter trespassing in Florida is subject to a fine or imprisonment or both. Everybody wants to be safe at home. And if that's where you're going, you get there in one piece, no matter how long it takes. So an ideal fake winter weather down south. You had today the New York Metropolitans getting together with the New York Yankees, where, for fans of both teams, let's look at the kids, the farmhands, and get a tan at the same time. The New York Metropolitans were burned, but not by the sun, but by those now a part of the evil empire, having that 4-1 lead. The Metropolitans had that lead, all right. It was lost and never found again in a 11-4 setback. The Yankees over the Metropolitans, and for the Metropolitans, Travis d'Arnaud had a very long fly ball. And who is this Billy McKinney? For the second day in a row with two men on, he did this.
That is hit hard to right. Kaczmarski going back. It's gone.
A three-run shot again. And with him with the velo in the apex, McKinney having a wonderful fake winter in his spring fling. All right, you know about New York Football Giants. Now, here's what's interesting about the New York Football Giants. They were about the only team last year who could not cover a tight end. But today, the New York Football Giants made a trade and may have found that guy. May have found somebody who could do what Kennard and Casillas, and for the most part, B.J. Goodson could not do last year, and that's cover a tight end. The Giants traded number 4, and they had two of those, and a number 6 to the Rams for Alec Ogletree, a deal worth $42 million, with $33 million coming in the first 3 years of the deal. Now, Ogletree, at the University of Georgia, a Bulldog he was. He was a safety there, and he turned into the Rams' defensive captain as a linebacker. So he knows from the 3-4, and that's what the Giants are going to employ with their new defensive coordinator. So he knows from north to the quarterback and south to the tight end over the middle and beyond. He's only 26. And this last season, and here's the numbers for those keeping score at home, and we know you are, 95 tackles. He played in 15 of the 16 games for the Rams. 95 tackles, 2 sacks, a pick, and a forced fumble in those 15 games. So Dave Gettleman, good move, who wants players who, yes, want to win but hate to lose, players who will kick your rear end. So, March has its dates. The 29th, of course, opening day, Major League Baseball. The 13th, the opening night of that play-in game of the two of them with the NCAA and the March Madness. And then March 14th, the NFL with its free agency. And, of course, the focus has been right here on your WFAN in New York City. The focus has been on the free agency quarterbacks who won't be signing with their own team or other teams for free.
It's a business, and the team's going to operate with that mindset. And this is my first time going through that process in the NFL, so it's new to me and don't know a whole lot about it, so we'll see how it goes.
Cousins going to float it. Man is wide open. Dotson at the 25-20. 10-5. Touchdown! Here comes the rush. Cousins under heat. Flushed up the middle, going end zone for Vernon Davis, right side, touchdown!
I'm free, free, shotgun snap. Bridgewater rolling. Bridgewater throws against the grain. Wide open. Touchdown.
Bridgewater out of the gun. Looking out over that defense. He's got it. Blitz comes. Bridgewater deep drop. Sets and throws. Man wide open. Touchdown.
Win the crowd and you'll win your freedom.
Keenum under center. Deep drop. Fires to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. From Case Keenum. Keenum back to pass. Looking out to the left. Throwing. Caught. Touchdown.
I think free agency is good. Obviously, you can sign some pieces you need for your team. And if it works out price-wise and everything else, you get some good ones.
A.J. McCarron in his second NFL start. He gets the shotgun snap, pops his right arm, arches a spiral, near corner of the end zone. It's caught with the leap in the back corner, falling down, touchdown!
First and goal from the five, empty for McCarron. Takes the snap, looks over the middle, he throws end zone, a twisting effort, grab, touchdown, Rex Burkhead.
Bradford, shotgun. Bradford throws, end zone, great hands, Stephon Diggs, touchdown!
Bradford rolling to his right, throwing on the run, deep down, to Thielen, he's got it, and he's going to score a touchdown!
Want to certainly take advantage, be very thorough, and do it right, and ultimately make the right decision.
Of course, what is a day without talking about the free agency in general? And with the free agency with the quarterbacks, and you just heard among those who are of interest to most fans, even those fans of the New York Football Giants and the New York Jets. By the way, before we take a break and get right away to your telephone calls, as we're here on a snowy Wednesday schmooze, right up until JJ After Dark, the Eagles, as you know, they have a new defensive end from the Pacific Northwest, Michael Bennett, who's no spring chicken, but who's going to be, what is it, I think 33 in November. Michael Bennett is coming to Philadelphia from Seattle and a seventh-round pick, and Seattle is getting a number five from Philly and wide receiver Marcus Johnson, mainly because the Seahawks, what is it, will probably lose in free agency Paul Richardson. So Michael Bennett and Fletcher Cox on the inside, Derek Barnett and Brandon Graham on the outside. And the Seabirds now have four picks in round five, and what is it, two picks in the seventh round, but nothing in the second and third round. So Michael Bennett, who will be 33 come November, is in, and Vinny Curry is going to be out. So some activity with the NFL before March 14. And that's when these trades, not only with the Giants and Rams and the Eagles and Seahawks, will become official, of course, on the first day of free agency, which is March 14. And a little bit later on in the program, time permitting, The other night we were doing practically a whole show on Monday on baseball movies. We tried to continue that yesterday, but no, once was enough. And but I did get a missive from Dick Friedman. And now Dick Friedman was a longtime writer and editor at Sports Illustrated, and he sent me an email. He said, I caught some of your segment the other night about sports movies. Now, next time you do this, next Oscars probably, let me know. Because here's a piece I wrote for the SI football book about the top 10 football movies. And I'll give you those top 10 football movies a little bit later on in the program. Maybe you've seen some. I've seen about four of the 10 that he has on this list. So we'll get into that a little bit with the football movies on a snowy, snowy and windy and cold evening in New York and its environs. And again, if you're out there on the road, be careful, be safe, and get home in one piece, period.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.